As a bell chimed, Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary John Skokos read the names of the six Wisconsinites who died during the attack.
Ann Nelson. Andrea Haberman.
On the day of the attack, Fran Wiedenhoff, a nurse anesthetist and an Army reservist, was caring for a car accident victim at UW Hospital in Madison. She received a call from her brother-in-law. He was unable to contact her sister, who worked near the Twin Towers. Wiedenhoff considered hopping in a car to drive out and search for her, but decided against it.
I decided that the only thing I could do for my sister was to go back into my operating room and take the very best care of that patient that I had in my hands at that time, and to pray that wherever my sister was, whoever was around her, that somebody would take just as good of care of her.
2 days later, Wiedenhoff heard from her sister, who had escaped the attacks unharmed. Wiedenhoff says she wishes everyone would stop today and think about how the 9/11 attacks have changed their lives.
Because everything that has happened since, the wars and our economic distress, all of these things occurred as a result of that day, like a chain reaction. And everyone should be concerned.
After the attacks, Wiedenhoff was deployed as a medic, first to Afghanistan and then to Iraq. She retired from the military last year. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.